So my representation is a bit broader than simply the organization, but generally speaking, a city attorney is going to represent the fiction, the legal fiction, the entity of the city government, not the city manager, not council member three, not the public works director, not the police chief. And that can cause very interesting issues, particularly when it comes time to, say, negotiate an employment contract for a city manager, for example, where you work with the city manager on a regular basis, and then you have to go in and say, on this matter, you and I aren't friends. I don't represent you. I can only represent the city on this side. For non-lawyers, that can be very disconcerting to find out that the attorney that represents the city is not necessarily their attorney. Nevertheless, the rules set forth certain steps that we as lawyers must take if we become aware that there is some, that the city or some component of the city has committed or intends to commit a violation of its legal obligations. We must, it's a legal requirement, professional ethical requirement, that we take remedial actions in order to avoid that damage to the client. And those remedial steps can include such things as asking for reconsideration of the matter. I always like to use this hypothetical. The public works director comes in and says, you know, little Miss Harris at the end of the cul-de-sac, we've been fighting with her for years. I've got a solution. I've directed the city engineer to drive a bulldozer right through her front door. We're going to make sure that she never bothers us again.